Today is September 29th, and on September 29th in the church calendar, we commemorate St. Michael and all angels. It's a day that we remember the work of the angels who surround us and protect us, and we thank God for those created beings who are an amazing, amazing army that we can't see. We're going to begin with a prayer, especially for our friends and family in Florida who are suffering through the recent events. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come before your throne on behalf of the many people whose lives have been impacted by this storm. Be with those who have lost loved ones and those who are still in peril of death. Grant wisdom and ability to officials who are in positions of authority, and provide safety for all who respond with help and assistance in the coming days. Bring peace and a speedy recovery to this region. We ask all of this according to your gracious will. In days of such distress, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom through your holy word, which gives us the knowledge of Christ. O everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted the services of angels and men in a wonderful order. Mercifully grant that, as your holy angels always serve you in heaven, so by your appointment they may also help and defend us here on earth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Please turn your attention now to hymn number 45. This hymn is a paraphrase of the great old hymn of the church, Te Deum Laudamus, We Praise You, O God, We Acknowledge You to Be the Lord, which Christian folk have been singing probably since the 4th century. It's a text that comes from that great time of confession when the church was struggling with issues of doctrine, especially the incarnation, that is, who is Jesus, and the Trinity. Who is God? This particular one is a reworking of that text by Martin Luther. This will be the second time this week that we will have sung the Te Deum Laudamus in a paraphrase. Yesterday's hymn number 43, it was the same thing. Based on this text, of course the original poem of the Te Deum is not a rhyming poem. Poetry in those days, just like many of the Psalms don't rhyme. They're poetry, but they don't rhyme. And so what happens in the paraphrases is that those texts are changed and put on clothing that rhymes so that they are a little bit more memorable for us who tend to think poetically that way. Now, Luther's example is based on an old chant melody that was used in the church. Sometimes he was very keen to create brand new things, new texts, new melodies. And other times he was very keen to preserve as much as possible of what he could from the church in which he grew up. And so he reworks this melody somewhat, gives it a German text, and now we have it here in front of us in English, which is probably a good thing for us this morning. And we're going to do, first of all, because we have work to do here, to actually learn enough of the music so that when we sing the whole thing through, we won't completely crash and burn. Not that that should happen. So I'm going to sit at the piano, and we're not going to divide up into onesies and twosies quite yet. So we are going to start, for instance, everybody's going to sing verse 1. All right? Got it? Verse 1. Here we go. Phrasing.
fight for us, and then also that great army surrounding the throne, worshiping God by singing, Holy, Holy, Holy. Then, we're going to do stanza 7, okay? Just not play it once. Let's do this.